17. Today, we're here to inquire who actually enacts the world's economy. Who are the ones who make it all go, so to speak? Possibly, these people constitute a minority, as it is often said that most people alive today would actively welcome a change in the system. Only a stupid person would say that. Well, and yet I've just said it. Yes. But to get back to the question in hand, who do we think actually enacts the market as such? By which I mean to say, who theorizes it? Who implements it? Who administers it? Who defends it? The police. It being the law. So, but can we then assume that those people who make the laws are deeply implicated? Yes. But lawmakers are often lawyers themselves, notoriously bereft of ideas. Can we assume they get their ideas about law from others? Yes. And who are some of those others? Think tanks. Academics. Meaning MBA professors. All kinds of academics, and very quickly, their students. Economics departments, you mean? The World Trade Organization. Stock markets. All the laws and the politicians and bureaucrats administering the laws. And the police and army enforcing them. And, I suppose, the CEOs of all the companies. Banks. Shareholder associations. Pension funds, individual shareholders, hedge funds, financial firms. Might the central banks indeed be central to all this? Yes. Anyone else? Insurance companies, reinsurance companies, big investors. And their algorithms, right? So, mathematicians. The math is primitive. And yet, even primitive math still takes mathematicians, the rest of us being so clueless. Yes. Also, I suppose, simply prices themselves, the interest rates and the like, which is to say simply, the system itself. You were asking about the people doing it. Yes, but it's an actor network. Some of the actors in an actor network aren't human. Balderdash. What? You don't believe in actor networks? There are actor networks, but it's the actors with agency who can choose to do things differently. That's what you were trying to talk about. All right, but what about money? What about it? To my mind, money acts as if it worked as gravity does. The more of it you gather together, the more gathering power it exerts, as with mass and its gravitational attraction. Cute. Ultimately, this is a very big and articulated system. Insightful. All right, then, back to the ones who administer our economic system as such and teach others how to work it, and by a not-so-coincidental coincidence, benefit from it the most. I wonder how many people that would turn out to be. About 8 million. You're sure? No. So this would be about 1 in every 1,000 persons alive today. Well done. Thank you. And the programs they've written. Stick to the people. But if the non-human elements of the system were to break, stick to the people. You are almost getting interesting. Who matters the most in that group of 8 million? Government legislators. That's a bad thought. No, it isn't. Why would you say that? Corruption? Stupidity? Rule of law. But me no buts. Rule of law. What a weak reed to stand on. Yes. What can we do about that? Just make it stick.